perfection of your vibrational nature. So for now, you're just flat.
Right. I understand that part about everything's a vibration, and even though we might see something to be solid, it's really not. Okay. Next question is, besides physical and non-physical, are there any other types of existence that pertain to us in any way?
Well, those words are scanty and bulky and awkward, really, because we would rather just call it all vibrational. And some of the vibration has just been focused into a more tangible reality. So there are many layers of physicalness to non-physicalness. Even in your physical realm, you talk about conscious and unconscious thought, which right. is part of that same range, so to speak. But okay. we think the word vibration will serve you as well as anything. And then just keep remembering that to the degree that you focus, then the vibration begins to reverberate within you in a stronger and stronger fashion until law of attraction brings more of those vibrations together until they begin to appear to you. Right. In other words, the reason that you have this platform of physicality, Esther loves it. She stood looking out of the window from her cabin at the beautiful deep blue sea and the wonderful sunrise, and Jerry was pointing out to her that if she would look very carefully, she could see the curvature of the earth. And she said, "Let me take your glasses," because it just looked like a big old flat space to her. And he said, "No, I'm sure that we can see the curvature of the earth." And Esther said, "Isn't it wonderful, this stable platform on which we are creating?" She loves knowing that she is moving across the sea to a specific destination, and she loves knowing that the continuity of that city will be there waiting for her. Unlike the dreams, she may dream a dream and never dream it again. She sometimes dreams about a city that she never returns to again, or about a person that she meets only once. But in this time-space reality, where the focus has been longer and where more have focused upon it, it has taken upon this realistic form that you all swear is reality. Right. And then you want to call other things non-reality or non-physical when it is all the same vibration with different depths of focus. That's why when those like you begin to explore your deliberate connection with who you are, and you begin to view life through the lens of that broader perspective, you begin to see everything differently. And when enough of you do it, you have a paradigm shift that is visible to those around you as well. And then non-believers become believers because the believers outweigh the non-believers on subject after subject. But there is nothing that non-physical is trying to lead you toward believing, because your expansion is yours to create. It's just that your inner being would like you to see the evidence and the value and the beauty of your expansion through broader eyes, only for one reason: you'll like it even more.
That's right. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. It's nice to be physical, isn't it?
Yes.
You like the sensual deliciousness of being physical. And when you allow your connection to source and you experience your physicality, that's when you truly appreciate being physical.
Good afternoon. Thank you for picking me. I was born in Iran and as a member of a minority, and as a child suffered tremendously for not being a Muslim. And at the age of 14, I had the opportunity to come to America. And over this period of time, I've enjoyed tremendously the Western culture, the Judeo-Christian values that